Day 16. Thereupon each of the Buddhas of the worlds of the Ten Quarters said to the Bodhisattva under him, "Good men, now I will go to Shakyamuni Buddha in the Saha world. I also will make offerings to the stupa of treasures of many treasures to Hathagata." At that instant the Saha world was purified, the ground of the world became lapis lazuli, the world was adorned with jewel trees, the eight roads were marked off with ropes of gold, the towns, villages, cities, oceans, rivers, mountains, forests, and thickets were eliminated. The incense of great treasures was burned, Mandarava flowers strewn over the ground, and jeweled nets and curtains and jeweled bells hung over the world. The gods and men were removed to other worlds, except those who were in the congregation at that time. Each of the Buddhas was accompanied by an attendant who was a great bodhisattva. Some of the Buddhas came under the jeweled trees of the Saha world. The jeweled trees were 500 yojanas tall and adorned with branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Under the jeweled trees were lion-like seats 5 yojanas tall, adorned with great treasures. The Buddhas sat cross-legged on the seats under the jeweled trees. The seats under the jeweled trees in the Saha world, composed of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, were however too few to receive all the Buddhas of Shakyamuni Buddha's replicas who were to come from the worlds even of one of the Ten Quarters. Seeing this, Shakyamuni Buddha purified 200 billion Nauta worlds in each of the eight quarters neighboring the Saha world to receive all the Buddhas of his replicas, the hells, the regions of hungry spirits, the regions of animals, and the regions of asuras of those worlds were eliminated, and the gods and men of those worlds were removed to other worlds. The ground of those worlds was purified and became lapis lazuli. The worlds were adorned with jeweled trees 500 yojanas tall. The trees were adorned with branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Under the trees were lion-like seats of treasures 5 yojanas tall, adorned with various treasures. The great oceans, rivers, and Musalinda mountains, the Maha Musalinda mountains, the surrounding iron mountains, the great surrounding iron mountains, the Sumeru mountains, and all the other great mountains of those worlds were eliminated, and all those worlds were amalgamated into one Buddha world. That is, into the world of Shakyamuni Buddha. The jeweled ground of this expanded world was even. Jeweled curtains and canopies adorned with streamers were hung over this expanded world. The incense of great treasures burned, and the jeweled flowers of heaven strewn over the ground. Shakyamuni Buddha again purified 200 billion Nauta more worlds in each of the eight quarters neighboring the expanded world to seat all the Buddhas of his replicas, the hells, the regions of hungry spirits, the regions of animals, and the regions of asuras of those worlds were eliminated, and the gods and men of those worlds were removed to other worlds. The ground of those purified worlds became lapis lazuli. The worlds were adorned with jeweled trees 500 yojanas tall, and the trees were adorned with branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Under the trees were lion-like seats of treasures 5 yojanas tall, adorned with great treasures. The great oceans, rivers, the Musalinda mountains, the Maha Musalinda mountains, the surrounding iron mountains, the great surrounding iron mountains, the Sumeru mountains, and all the other great mountains of those worlds were eliminated, and those worlds were amalgamated into one Buddha world, that is, into the world of Shakyamuni Buddha. The jeweled ground of that this expanded world was even. Jeweled curtains and canopies adorned with streamers were hung over this expanded world. The incense of great treasures was burned, and jeweled flowers of heaven strewn on the ground. Thereupon the Buddhas of the replicas of Shakyamuni Buddha in the world in the east, who were expounding the Dharma of those worlds, numbering hundreds of thousands of billions of Nautas, that is, as many as there are sands in the river Ganges, came to this expanded world. So did the Buddhas of the worlds of the nine other quarters. They sat on the seats under the jeweled trees. The Saha world and the 400 billion Nauta worlds in each of the eight quarters, which were amalgamated into one Buddha world, were filled with those Buddhas, with those Tathagatas. And thereupon one of the Buddhas on the lion-like seats under the jeweled trees, wishing to inquire after Shakyamuni Buddha, gave a handful of jeweled flowers to his attendant and said to him, wishing to dispatch him, "Good man, go to Shakyamuni Buddha, who is now living on Mount Gurhartuka, Ask him on my behalf. Are you in good health? Are you peaceful? Are the bodhisattvas and shravakas peaceful or not? Strew these flowers to him. Offer them to him and say, the Buddha sent me to tell you that he wishes to see the stupa of treasures opened. All of the other Buddhas also dispatched their attendants in the same way. Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha, having seen that all the Buddhas of his replicas had already arrived and sat on the lion-like seats, and also having heard that they had told their attendants of their wish to see the stupa of treasures opened, rose from his seat and went up to the sky. All the four kinds of devotees stood up, joined their hands together towards him, and looked up at him with all their hearts. Now he opened the door to the stupa of seven treasures with the fingers of his right hand. The opening of the door made a sound as large as that of the removal of a bolt and lock of the gate of the great city. At that instant, all the congregation saw many treasures Tathagata sitting on with his perfect and undestroyed body on a lion-like seat on the stupa of treasures, as if he had been sitting in dhyana concentration. They also heard him say, "Excellent, excellent! You, Shakyamuni Buddha, have joyfully expounded the sutra of the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma. I have come to hear the sutra directly from you." Having seen the Buddha, who had passed away many thousands of billions of kalpas before, and said this, the four kinds of devotees praised him, saying, "We've never seen such a Buddha as you before." They strewed heaps of jeweled flowers of heaven to many treasures Buddha, and also to Shakyamuni Buddha. Thereupon many treasures Buddha in the stupa of treasures offered a half of his seat to Shakyamuni Buddha, saying, "Shakyamuni, sit here." Shakyamuni Buddha entered the stupa and sat on the half seat with his legs crossed. The great multitude, having seen the two Tathagatas sitting cross-legged on the lion-like seat in the stupa of seven treasures, thought, "A seat of the Buddha is too high. Tathagata, raise us up by your supernatural powers so that we may be able to be with you in the sky." Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha raised them up to the sky by his supernatural powers and said to the four kinds of devotees with a loud voice, "Who will expound the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in this Saha world? Now is the time to do this. I shall enter into nirvana before long. I wish to transmit this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to someone so that this sutra may be preserved." Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas, "The saintly master, the world-honored one, who had passed away a long time ago, came riding in the stupa of treasures to hear the Dharma directly from me. Could anyone who sees him not make efforts to hear the Dharma? It is innumerable kalpas since he passed away. He wished to hear the Dharma at any place because the Dharma is difficult to meet. His original vow was this: after I pass away, I will go to any place to hear the Dharma. The Buddhas of my replicas, as innumerable as there are sands in the river Ganges, also came here from their world, wonderful worlds, parting from their disciples and giving up the offerings made to them by gods, men, and dragons in order to hear the Dharma, see many treasures to Tathagata, who passed away a long time ago, and have the Dharma preserved forever. I removed innumerable living beings from many worlds and purified those worlds by my supernatural powers in order to seat those Buddhas. Those Buddhas came under the jeweled trees. The trees were adorned with those Buddhas, just as a pond of pure water is adorned with the lotus flowers. There are lion-like seats under the jeweled trees. Those Buddhas sat on the seats. The worlds are adorned with the light of those Buddhas, as bright as the great torch in the darkness of night. A wonderful fragrance is sent forth from the bodies of those Buddhas to the worlds of the ten quarters. The living beings of those worlds smell the fragrance joyfully, just as the branches of a tree bend before a strong wind. Those Buddhas employ these expedients in order to have the Dharma preserved forever. The Buddha said to the great multitude, "Who will protect and keep this sutra and read and recite it after my extinction? Make a vow before me to do this." Many treasures Buddha, who had passed away a long time ago, made a loud voice like the roar of a lion according to his great vow. "Many treasures Tathagata and I, and the Buddhas of my replicas who have assembled here, wish to know, Who will do all this? My sons, who will protect the Dharma? Make a great vow to preserve the Dharma forever. Anyone who protects this sutra should be considered to have already made offerings to many treasures and to me. Many treasures Buddha vowed to go about the world to the 10 quarters riding on a stupa of treasures in order to hear this sutra directly from the expounder. Anyone who protects this sutra also should be considered to have already made offerings to the Buddhas of my replicas and who have come here to and adorn the world with their light. Anyone who expounds this sutra will be able to see me, to see many treasures to Hathagata, and to see the Buddhas of my replicas. Good man, think this over clearly. It is difficult to expound this sutra. Make a great vow to do this. It is not difficult to expound all the other sutras, as many as there are sands of the river Ganges. It is not difficult to grasp Mount Sumeru or hurl it to a distance of countless Buddha worlds. It is not difficult to move a world composed of 1,000 million Sumeru worlds with the tip of a toe and hurl it to another world. It is not difficult to stand in the highest heaven and expound innumerable other sutras to all living beings. It is difficult to expound this sutra in the evil world after my extinction. It is not difficult to grasp the sky and wander about with it from place to place. It is difficult to copy and keep this sutra or cause others to copy it after my extinction. It is not difficult to put the great earth on the nail of a toe and go up to the heaven of Brahman. It is difficult to read this sutra even for a while in the evil world after my extinction. It is not difficult to shoulder a load of hay and stay unburned in the fire at the end of the Kalpa of Destruction. It is difficult to keep this sutra and expound it to even one person after my extinction. It is not difficult to keep the store of the 84,000 teachings expounded in the sutras composed of the 12 elements and expounded to the people and cause the hearers to obtain the 6 supernatural powers. It is difficult to hear and receive this sutra and ask the meanings of it after my extinction. It is not difficult to keep this store of the 84,000 teachings expounded by the sutras composed of the 12 elements and expounded to the people and cause the hearers to obtain the 6 supernatural powers. It is difficult to hear and receive this sutra and ask the meanings of it after my extinction. It is not difficult to expound the Dharma to many thousands of billions of living beings, as many as they are sands in the river Ganges, so that they may be able to obtain the benefits of Arhatship and the 6 supernatural powers. It is difficult to keep this sutra after my extinction. Since I attained the enlightenment of the Buddha, I have expounded many sutras in innumerable worlds. This sutra is the most excellent. To keep this sutra is to keep me. Good men, who will receive and keep this sutra and read and recite it after my extinction? Make a vow before me to do all this. It is difficult to keep this sutra. I shall be glad to see anyone keeping it even for a moment. So will all the other Buddhas. He will be praised by all the Buddhas. He'll be a man of valor, a man of endeavor. He should be considered to have already observed the precepts and practiced the Dutta. He will quickly attain the unsurpassed enlightenment of the Buddha. Anyone who reads and recites this sutra in the future is a true son of mine. He shall be considered to live on the stage of purity and good. Anyone after my extinction who understands the meaning of this sutra will be the eyes of the worlds of gods and men. Anyone who expounds this sutra, even for a moment in this dreadful world, should be honored with offerings by all gods and men. Here ends the 4th volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma and concludes day 16.